It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, we made good time. I can let the babysitter go early.
The key is efficient foreplay. Minimal attention to each breast before I meander to your dander.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jeez. You know, as Buzz said to me so eloquently coming down the hallway,
Yeah. What
a day this has been.
It's always something, isn't
it? You know, you've heard what we've had on the radio today, and that's been fine.
Uh-huh.
But behind the scenes, it's been a bit of a quagmire here today. You know, we got all this intern trouble. We decide to punish them by duct taping them to a tree. Then I'm interviewing the guy from Hypermiling, the guy that's giving me all the stuff about 3,000-pound cars and parking lots.
Drive block, three blocks ahead.
And I'm distracted when Beth Ann holds up a card that says, interns cut down from tree, accident out front. I didn't know what it meant. First of all, we didn't cause the accident.
No, heavens no.
But I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know what was going on at the time. All I knew is there was an accident outside, and I'm dying to find out what's happening, but I got to finish the interview with this guy.
Right.
And I got a show to do here, and that's what
right.
we're doing. It's been pandemonium. All day long here.
Yeah, but it's getting better all the time.
I hope so. Bring in Jeff, the least
moron. Offensive intern.
Let's bring him in here. He's the latest addition to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Syracuse's finest. Syracuse University. An Orangeman you are. What happened outside? And please, this could be very dangerous. Rob, have your hand on the delay if
it's
he doesn't
ready
handle
to go
it properly.
At any time.
What happened exactly? You guys were first of all, you guys didn't cause the accident outside.
No, not at all.
That didn't happen. But the cops said, you know, after what had happened, that it's a good idea to cut you down. Is that what happened outside?
The cops did not come.
Oh, the cops did not come.
No.
Well, that's a violation right there on the people that got in the accident.
Oh, I'm sure the cops
you're supposed
have
to call
come.
A policeman.
Yes. Well, nothing's out there right now, but what exactly happened?
Bear came out to say hello.
Okay. Bear the engineer, right. Yes.
Comes outside, and he's talking to us, and all of a sudden we hear a very loud collision.
Right.
We look over, and two people have gotten into a fender bender.
Okay, right. Nobody badly hurt.
No. They both got out of the car.
Not at all.
If
I can play
it.
This.
They both got out of the car.
Right.
Both talked to each other. And Bear looks over and he says, I got to cut you down.
Okay. All right. So Bear
Makes
made the
sense.
Call. I'm going to go along with
yeah,
Bear's call
sure,
with that
sure.
one. All right. And that's it. And then you guys were free.
Yeah. We came in and then Matt took us back out to clean up the tree.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And apparently there was an ambulance
that's
outside.
Good. Hey, I got to give credit to Matt Goldstein,
yeah.
though. Can I have number four, Rob,
for
telling people to clean up the tree that we're duct taped to it? That's a good thing.
So, so we went back out, cleaned up the tree. Mm-hmm. There was an ambulance. Mm-hmm. But they're gone.
At any time when you were duct taped to the tree, did Horst say to you, I'm going to find them all and kill their families?
No, I did turn to him and I said, something tells me you're not enjoying this as much as I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that was true. I think it was all in good fun.
All in good fun.
Right. All in good fun.
Well, it was in good fun, Jeff, but did you learn
not
to respect your elders?
No.
You did not learn to respect your elders,
Jeff.
You incredible stain.
Still not the answer
you're looking for. Is not the answer I want.
Jeff,
yes.
I've given you every answer at this
point.
No,
you haven't. No,
the answer I am looking for is yes, I have learned to respect my elders.
Yes, I have learned to respect. I said
and you
yes
owe
the first
Katie
time.
An apology. Bring Katie in here, and I want the best apology your skinny little ass has ever given.
That's the lesson, Jeff. Respect. Respect women. Respect
Beth Ann, can we bring
authority?
Katie in here?
I have nothing but respect for the Lord.
All right, now, this is Miss Katie.
Somebody asked.
Now,
that's what you learned.
Now, here it is. Here's your opportunity right now. All right, now, there's Katie. Now, go, son.
Ma'am, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for you.
Mm-hmm.
This place, I don't think I'm alone when I'm saying this place would not run without you. I think that you're valuable.
I wouldn't necessarily. Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just let him do it, Katie. It's
okay,
sounding
okay.
good so far.
You are a valuable asset to this show.
I have
this
good
wonderful
assets.
Station. And
hey
quite
there.
Frankly,
this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Sorry.
And quite frankly, I apologize for anything that I may have said to offend you.
Apology accepted.
Very good.
Nice. Thank you very
One
much.
Last little thing, though, just to prove that you really do mean what you say. Katie, would you hold open the door for Jeff? And Jeff, when you leave the studio, could you leave on your knees, please, as you walk by Katie?
Absolutely.
Ooh,
thank you
good.
Very much. Very good. See you later. Thank you.
You have no idea how much this turns Katie on.
she's enjoying every minute. Look at the delight on her face. Satisfaction for you?
Oh, such satisfaction.
See? What I tell you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Katie.
And after listening to him stumble through that recap and apology, I wonder if they still teach
stumble.
English in Syracuse.
He did fine.
Two people have gotten into an accident suddenly.
Now what do we do with young Horst? I believe that the apology from Horst will have to come to Mr. Burbank. Let's bring Horston and see if he can. Well, we have to.
I know. Good luck with
this.
Let's bring him in here.
Let's bring Horston here.
God save
us. Now,
everyone.
He had to be listening in the back room and hear Jeff, even though Jeff had to be walked through it. Let's bring in Horst.
Let's see if he...
Hello, Horst.
Hello, Mike.
Why don't you put on the headphones, Horst, so you can hear. Okay?
Are there any yet?
Yes. Very good. There's your theme music.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. You heard the recap of the little fender bender outside?
Ooh, fender bender.
You concur with Jeff? That's the way things went down?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And after your tree duct taping outside, is there anything that you have learned this afternoon, Horst?
Yes.
What would that be, Horst? Horst, this is not difficult. This is not difficult.
For him, it is.
I think he has an answer. He's just trying to find the right words for it.
I will not.
I will not.
His headphones.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Our savior.
Oh, dear.
I guess I should just get out right now.
No.
I will not judge people. That's all. We just want you to judge people, and specifically Mr. Burbank, you know, well, who's an atheist. You can't judge people. It's, it's not the American way there, Horst.
But when did I judge him?
He feels it, Horst. He feels it. So,
And remarks you've made about the show and about things we do on the show and about what ears should hear it and what ears shouldn't. See, that's very judgmental, and that just sucks.
See, even though you think it might be funny, it's very hurtful to everybody here on the show. So I would like you to, much in the way that Jeff apologized to Katie, it's music. I would like you if you could, to apologize to Mr. Burbank. And just
sincerely,
you know,
please.
Sincerely. All right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burbank. See, that's not right.
That's not sincere.
That was very sincere.
We need a sincere, heartfelt apology like Jeff gave to Katie. Please.
Like if you were talking to someone in your family.
That's right. Exactly.
At a meal.
All right. Now, here's your last, and I mean last chance. Go ahead, Horst.
I'm very sorry, Buzz, for judging you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Horst.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
That was terrific.
I believe he is hopeless. He is hopeless. Good night, Horst. See you later. Auf Wiedersehen. Jesus. What the hell are we going to do? Horson is Lederhosen goes outside.
But you know what?
No,
I bet he fits
will.
In great at Sears.
All right, let's play the water cooler game.
Come on. Are we the time?
Yeah, there's time.
It'll clear the palate. I highly recommend it.
Okay,
there's
very
time.
Good.
It's a water cooler roulette, and whoever gets the gloop is out of the game, like you would be in musical chairs.
All right, now.
You want to go first or second?
What we did last time.
I'd love to take a shot at this.
Oh,
you
why don't
play?
You play
sure.
Buzz?
I'll play you. The winner plays Buzz.
What the caller suggested that we shake the bottle. Before we begin.
All right.
To loose any air.
That sounded good. Let me lift that. Shake it again while I...
Yeah. It appears settled. No other bubbles particularly have come up.
Okay.
Now I'm going to put the microphone down there. So, and
since I remain undefeated, I will allow you to choose first or second.
I choose second.
Oh!
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Because I think you are being a trickster.
How is that a trickster?
Let's see. All right.
Hold on. My headphone.
That would be fun if you burned through your cord. Let's listen.
This is all technique.
Silence!
Quiet!
What an ass.
And
why do I always lose in this game?
No gloop. You might not. He shook the bottle. Maybe it won't gloop.
All right.
Maybe
it won't gloop. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
We have to figure out a way to get the listeners involved. We can do it on the phone, but I'd like to bring listeners in off the street.
I would, too.
I don't think it's a strong enough game to sustain a whole segment, though. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. Oh, F you! F you! This is fixed! This is fixed! I want best 2 out of 3.
Okay.
I want best 2 out of 3.
Should I shake the bottle?
You said you
shake
would.
No, F you shake the bottle. It was the same exact result.
Still want to go second?
He goes, you... No, I'm going to go first this time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm going to go first
this time. You want to shake the bottle?
No, I don't want to shake the bottle.
It's up to you.
Here we go. All right, my turn now. Best 2 out of 3.
I hate it. I hate the game.
It's the Omera
curse.
The
game sucks ass.
It's Rob wins.
The
All right,
Omera
I'll go play
curse.
My play. God damn
Whoa.
It. Here's my shot glass, Buzz.
All right.
God, that sucks. I've lost every round.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. Try to conceal your joy. Okay. Try to conceal your effing joy just a little bit.
Since Buzz, All you right. are the away player, do you want the bottle shook?
I'd like to receive. No, I don't want to shake the bottle, and I'd like you to go first.
Okay.
All right, Rob goes first. No shaking the bottle. Silence, please. He's got it. This is a trick.
You know, I think he does something
with
his wrist.
Hold on. Now it's Buzz's turn. Mm-hmm. Silence, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, and now it's Rob's turn again.
Turn, Rob. Hold on.
This is very, very interesting.
This is the first time it's gone this far into the game.
Right.
Ah! I got him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Buzz.
You must be so proud.
In water cooler roulette. Oh.
What a good game.
It's a great game, Rob.
Do you have your shot glass?
It's still there by the cooler.
One more time.
You'll want to pour that out on an intern.
All right, here we go.
All right. Want to shake the bottle?
No, I don't want to shake the bottle. I'm not going against you. I'm not going against you because you're cheating.
He's playing against himself.
Yeah, that's how come I won last time.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Good.
Would you like to try?
Sure.
There is you try now?
I think there is a wrist technique with this.
I don't think so.
It's two. It's now Mike's turn again. What could possibly go wrong?
Why can't I beat him?
Gently on the wrist, Mike.
Why can't I beat that bastard?
Water cooler roulette.
So there's wrist technique?
I think. Be gentle.
Silence, please.
F you! Oh. F you! F you! F
what a great game.
Yeah, great game for you, maybe. Great game for you, not a great game for
big
me.
Laughs.
Buzz won.
Big
oh,
laughs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All right, before
that'll be a fun game for BYOB Friday.
All right, before we get to Buzz, there are a couple of things I want to mention tomorrow on the show.
Yes? More water bottle?
No, the Widow Gilligan.
What?
The Widow...
Mrs. Denver?
The Widow Denver. Dreama Denver.
We got her.
Is her name. Dreama is her name.
Buzz, you're going to love her. She smoked a lot of pot with Gilligan.
What I hear. Probably still does.
Also, Joe McLeod, our movie reviewer, calling in from the city of Baltimore. Bethann McBride to the studio, please.
Ooh, what a day.
We have solved a little idea that Joe Ardinger had, the intern makeover. Of course, based on today's performance, there's no way we could reward either Horst or Jeff with their performances. However, the guy that escaped the bullet is our very own Pater.
Who I haven't heard from.
Pater, you haven't heard from
since
him?
Since when?
I got an email from him this morning.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's still
is
around.
So he's around. Is he going to be coming in on Thursday?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
I got in touch with Drew and said he needed to be here.
Yeah, Drew.
Okay.
Drew's just there.
Well, let me tell you about that. I mean, how can you improve on perfection?
Drew's just there. I think Drew's too much of a bland palate for a makeover. But
a great
Pater,
guy to send to the post office, though.
Here's the deal about Thursday's show. We're going to do the intern makeover, and Katie wants to take Pater shopping.
Okay.
That's
and we were talking about, you know, how we want to dress the guy. I was thinking first we go from that casual to a big formal look where he'd have the suit. But then it was suggested that maybe we go the Timmy O'Bibanay route.
Yeah.
You know how Timmy's basic guy. We call it Nigerian club wear.
Upscale, hip, casual.
We have a guy from Kansas that knows about water coolers. Don't go anywhere.
Sure, he does.
Every time I talk to her, I feel like she's ready to sprint out of the studio.
She doesn't like it in here.
She hates it in here. Kenny from Kansas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What do you know about water coolers?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine and hot and sweaty out here.
Thank you.
Too much information.
Well, what can we do for you?
The thing about the water coolers is the way that they're made, it's a preset distance that the tubing runs in through there.
Right.
And so that every time you drain water, it has to get to a certain point before it allows itself to refill. And that's what you're hearing is the entire system through there refilling when the water comes out through.
Mike, just a second, sir. Mike.
Hello, I'm Israel. I want you. Yes, sir. Heidi Klum.
We're on the show. We're
hello.
On the air.
Yeah, what were you saying, Kenny?
The system that runs through there is preset, so it only allows a certain amount of water out before it has to refill itself.
All right, Mr. Dumbass, then why was it different every time?
Why did we get three sometimes and two other times?
Yeah,
Because depending on the size of the amount of water that you're draining
out of it. It was the same amount every time.
No, Joe. Yes. No, Robert. It was not.
Robert.
Don't call me Robert.
Robert, it was not.
Robert, I like Robert. He called you Robert.
I sat here and I watched the thing every time it was a shot glass.
Robert,
full.
Will you take my coat?
No, Robert.
Equal sized shot glasses, equally full.
Hey, incidentally, Kenny.
No spilling.
How do you know about water coolers? What makes you so much of an expert?
Because we have one here at the shop.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, of course. So everybody all this all over America.
What is that? The,
okay.
the pedophilia shop?
No, that's the auto glass shop.
He called him wrong.
Get a bigger glass, Mike. Get a fairly large glass, like a 24-ounce glass.
And
fill
no,
the glass.
I don't want
and
to.
And then listen to as it drains okay. when it fills.
All right, hold on.
Wait,
Rob, wait. Before you do that, bring the microphone down there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kenny, we're going to do that. We're going to bring the microphone down. We're going to fill the glass. Now, what's it supposed to do, Kenny?
Now, it will be a specific
I'm sorry.
Like a distance in time.
Bye. Goodbye.
Okay, what is
you know, when you give a guy like that the Nerdnicks and then they go into the... He wants us to count between gloops.
So there's one gloop there. Now wait till it finishes. Wait till it finishes. Okay. And... Oh, now pour it again until it goes. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Like about 3 seconds. That time. Now do it again and see if it's also 3 seconds. And then we'll know if this guy's right or wrong. 1,003.
It was 2 seconds.
Yeah, no,
his theory
even...
is blown completely
Absolutely.
Out of the water.
But he has a water cooler.
He has a water cooler. But there goes his theory.
Yes.
That damn Thursday, we're going to do a makeover for Pater, okay?
Okay.
We'll get a hair salon involved in this, right?
Yes.
And we're going to have the makeover. Katie will do the clothes shopping.
Okay.
Oh, and the waxing.
And and his Brazilian wax. And Pater's Brazilian wax, okay? And then what we will do is on Thursday's show, he will have the haircut and the whole thing done on the air.
Right.
And his clothes will have already been purchased for him by Katie. She'd like to do that. She said we might have a hookup with somebody that'll be able to do some clothes shopping.
I think okay, so. I'll Pater's going to dig person. This.
We'll try to figure that out. But
okay. He's going to like it.
Pater will get it because Pater wasn't the effed up intern that these guys were with the light
He's
bulbs,
done
okay?
nothing but meet our expectations.
Our very minimal expectations, all right? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. All right.
Ooh, what a day.
Oh, my God. My Thank brain you. Hurts. The water cooler. Yeah. Accidents outside. Yeah. Insubordinate interns.
But you forgot about the jalapenos.
Yeah, I did.
Until now.
You know, my tummy couldn't feel better.
There you go.
Very sorry.
Here, lick this light bulb.
All right, here's our last buzz of the afternoon with the one and only Buzz Burbank, who also has a headache.
Hey, nice economy. Mm-hmm. never mind that the government is scrambling to rescue homeowners and their banks. Our top story is how food prices are up more than 20% over the last 2 years. And there's more where that came from. The prices our suppliers pay went up more than expected last month because of fuel costs, of course. And that savings will, of course, be passed along to you. Producer prices, they're called, up 9.2% in the last year. That's the highest rate of inflation in 27 years.
That's the loser trombone that I'm playing for all of us.
Ask Beth Ann about producer prices.
Yes, they keep going up and up and up.
They do.
But President Bush today reminded us that the American economy is resilient and that we should continue to have faith.
Okay, I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
And he's out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a spark of, oh, who's here? Well, look, welcome, Mr. President.
I just came by, Buzz, to say I don't have a magic wand.
No.
Would I don't you, have a you, magic wand.
Would you like a magic wand?
I would love to have a magic wand there to do my bidding throughout the world.
Like Harry Potter?
But I love those pointy hats that they have. But
obviously.
It's all you need to tell your listeners.
Okay.
Just remember.
Tell them.
Changing gas prices, make them lower. Mm-hmm. Don't have no magic wand.
No, okay.
Don't
no
have,
magic
don't
wand.
Have magic do wand. Prices come down. Can't wave that magic wand.
How about jalapenos?
Jalapeno peppers, hot. Salmonella?
Good or bad?
You eat the jalapenos and you get the salmonellas. I don't have a magic wand to take your tummy hurts away.
You don't have that?
That's all I have to say. No magic wand.
No magic wand. You heard it from the president.
Mm-hmm. He wants one.
There's a spark of good news for hardworking Americans. Some GMAC customers are now saving as much as 54% on their car insurance under a pay-as-you-go plan. It's based on the number of miles you drive. The shorter your commute, the lower your bill. Insurance companies love the lower risk and the bigger profits, but environmentalists love it too. Smaller carbon footprint.
Okay, once again,
That's
this
right.
is just like, seems like the whole show's been going this way.
Jump
today.
In.
I want to figure this out.
All right.
Just like I wanted to figure out hypermiling,
uh-huh.
and I
CFL
really,
bulbs
and I really wanted
jalapenos.
To see
water
CFL
bulbs
and interns.
pay as you go.
Based on insurance premiums based on your mileage.
Now, they already do that sort of. If you're, I think the cutoff used to be 20 miles.
34 states do it. I don't know what the cutoff is. And in fact, I thought it was an annual mileage they based this on.
I immediately think fraud when I think about something like this, where you say, hey, I'm only driving 15 miles a day when actually you're driving a gazillion miles a year.
Well, they have ways of tracking this, of course.
Do you have ways?
Yeah. Sure. And one of those ways is very much like that, Rob. The GMAC plan, for example, tracks your mileage through OnStar. And although some see that as intrusive, a guy in Orlando says he's now saving $634 a year on his car insurance. Some people apparently desperate for that kind of help.
I will let them track me if it's the savings are going to be over $600 a year.
This is such big savings that certainly soon the lizard will not have any insurance customers.
Yes, but fear not. If you go out tonight, we have the big bottle of Budweiser und de Stella Artois.
InBev. Yes. InBev.com.
InBev. Dankeschön.
Florida and 33 other states already have this, and California is about to make it law as well.
California.
I have Allstate, I think, and if your round trip is under 40 miles a day, you get another break. Like when you turn 25, it's one of the boxes you check.
I have Nationwide, and my Ohio State buddy, who's my insurance agent, didn't come to my surprise party.
That was a surprise.
Said he was coming, blew off my girlfriend, didn't come to the surprise party.
15
so
minutes.
If you're listening, William, okay?
William?
You're in the doghouse, baby. You don't say you're going to a surprise party and then not show up.
What if your
especially when I'm giving you all that money for insurance.
What if your rates go down as an apology?
Hey, all right. Then we're buddies again. And now, Betty's my best friend.
And now more news from the Geico studios of WJFK.
All right.
Some people are apparently so desperate for a break on gas
prices. Are you
prices.
Trying to cause trouble with
no,
sponsors?
I'm trying to smooth things over. I'm trying to improve relations.
Do they do it?
I'm all about.
Does Geico do it?
I have no idea, Mike. I just know they're a fine company. In
Geico
15
is
minutes,
great.
They 15 minutes on the phone, you can save you, I don't know, a bunch of money.
Okay, you guys were talking at the same time. I was trying to figure out what was going on. You're plugging Geico, and he's saying what?
I'm just saying that he's right. Let's move on.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, horse.
A father-to-be.
Hey.
Here's how desperate some people are over gas prices. They'll name their babies anything. In Jacksonville, Florida, a father-to-be called a radio morning show. And he told him he would name his baby anything they want for that $100 gas card they were giving away.
That's very sad.
What's going on this side?
Yes, how are you?
Hey, what's going on this side?
The baby's name now legally is Dixon and Willoughby Parton. After the Dixon,
is that the Dixon and Willoughby,
Dixon and Willoughby morning show?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm Dixon.
And I'm Willoughby.
How you know it's the Dixon and Willoughby get together. Listen, we need a $100 gas card.
$100 gas card.
Here's what the little baby's going to be named. Dixon and Willoughby.
You're Dixon.
And I'm Willoughby.
The baby's mama says she's fine with that.
Yeah, what's going on this side?
And that leads us to the president's plan to lift the existing bans on offshore drilling for oil. Supporters of the plan say it'll give us as much as 2 million additional barrels a day.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
just at a time we seem to need the gas and the oil the most. Here in support of that is the governor of Louisiana.
Let's get away from the extremes in D.C. Let's do it all. Let's do nuclear, clean coal. Let's do solar. Let's do more domestic energy production. The American people can't wait any longer.
Now, critics say it'll take years to feel the effects of the president's plan of immediate offshore drilling. It'll never mean lower prices, they say, and they say it risks tarring up our beaches with an oil spill or two. Quoting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, an oil man in the White House is echoing the demands of big oil. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, echoing the sentiments of most Californians, doesn't want oil rigs near his beaches.
I have to agree with the people that are saying this is years down the road, right?
I agree with that.
I mean, this is for exploration. This is not necessarily for building the rigs yet. And it's not going to have – we are in a crisis situation, and we need immediate relief.
And remember what we talked about before, the fact that there's a shortage of oil drilling equipment and ships for drilling in the ocean, and the fact that the oil companies already have leasing rights in the oil-rich Gulf of Mexico that they're not taking advantage of.
Yeah, it seems to me that if something is not going to impact us immediately, it's going to be 5-6 years down the road, and it's not going to lower prices right now, why the big deal anyway? I think it's ridiculous.
Let's put our energy elsewhere.
Yeah, because there is a chance of it crapping up the beaches. I agree with I hate to say it. I agree with Arnold.
He's pretty good on energy.
I like the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Very smart man.
Yes, always has been, Rob.
You're an idiot.
The president's plan still has to make it past Congress, where there is going to be a tremendous fight.
I don't know if you're like me, gentlemen, but I literally now turn on the news every day, and I am fighting a legitimate depression. I am so depressed
tough.
With everything. I am depressed with the stock market. I am depressed with the inflation. I am depressed with home prices. And I would imagine that every American citizen is feeling this the exact same way. And I just don't know. No one is coming up with any concrete solutions that are going to pull us out of this.
Entirely true. I think a lot of people are working harder and faster than ever. I tend to be optimistic, despite what you hear on these reports. I tend to
be pessimistic, Buzz.
I know that. But I think this is pushing us forward. I think we're going to make some real progress. We've already seen our habits improve on driving and using mass transit. So some good comes of this. It is a very,
well, you're talking about one specific issue. You're talking about
rough time.
You're talking about energy, but I'm talking about everything else.
But that's what's driving up the cost of everything else.
Yeah, but how do you see it? When do you see this happening? When do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
This I don't know.
Has anyone said
October?
I have.
That'd be great.
Do you see this changing?
January 20th.
Do you see this changing ever? Where you're actually going to have a concrete date when oil prices are going to go in the
no.
What I see is foreign governments that are purchasing our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I see foreign interests that are buying. Absolute American institution companies like
right.
Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
You see this happening, and I see prices going up, and I see my house value going down, and nothing has changed, and it doesn't seem to be working, and no one is saying anything as far as the stock market where things are going to turn around. I just wish I would have some idea, and like every other American feels the same way of, hey, there's a little light at the end of the tunnel.
I think you will see concrete dates on things like alternative fuels and alternative vehicles, and those are the things that are really going to pull us out of this and make the jobs that will help.
I don't disagree that alternative fuels and alternative energy sources will eventually pull us out of this, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
I think because
we're still
of the
addicted
situation,
to oil.
Because of the situation, I think it'll happen sooner. Now, it should have happened before this. That I'll grant you.
All right, come talk to me at Christmas time.
Can we?
Yes. Yeah. We'll have a party.
We always do.
A real big party.
This will happen in your lifetime, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be okay. The jalapenos don't kill you.
Rob.
The economy's gotten so bad in Flint, Michigan.
Rob.
So bad in Flint that people have started stealing manhole covers and selling them for scrap. Police say more than 400 manhole covers have gone missing in the last year in that town. They're worth $20 at a junkyard. The city spends $200 a piece to replace them. These stories and more are available at MikeOmaraShow.com. Coming up next, the Obamator. I blew it.
That's now, okay.
Damn.
I'm optimistic you'll be able to say it correctly this time.
I was Mr. Slick.
That's okay.
The Obamator ticks upward when we continue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.